You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The World View with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Adam Gilchrist, good morning. You're not talking about us. Everyone is talking about Zimbabwe. There's really huge reaction from around the world.
Absolutely true. Antonio Guterres, the United Nations Secretary General, was one of those first to respond, talking about how he wanted Zimbabweans to maintain calm and restraint. This is while people were dancing in the streets of Harare. I don't know if that counts. Perhaps it does count as being calm and restrained. I think he's worried about the flip side of what could happen, of course. The UK Prime Minister, after all, the UK does have a historic link with Zimbabwe. The UK Prime Minister again talked about the opportunity to rebuild Zimbabwe and to set it on a new path, echoed also by the UK Foreign Secretary. The US Embassy in Zimbabwe put out a statement very quickly about an historic opportunity. All our headlines in the UK today talk about a new era, dancing in the streets, various headlines like that, and pictures, also very positive news. But if you look below the headlines a little bit at some of the more considered articles, some of the more considered pieces on radio here, some of the more considered statements as well, there is certainly a very large question mark, because the crocodile, the man who may well take over, Mr. Mugabe's former deputy, Emmerson Mnangagwa, was known as the enforcer. Did he not enforce Robert Mugabe's wishes for 30 years? Are we just swapping one despot for another despot, potentially? Or could this be actual democracy with UN involvement? Who knows? And that's the trouble. We don't know, do we?
No, we don't. And that's really the big issue here at the moment. You've got a radioactive cloud in Europe, and people are blaming Russia.
Yes. I mean, at one stage, it looked like Russia might blame itself, and then they stepped back from this. But essentially, they found a cloud of ruthenium-106 floating somewhere over the Ural Mountains. But then also, I mean, the way clouds do, it moves on. Also, little specks of this stuff flagged up with various Geiger counters and other things in Germany, France, Italy. So, in other words, this radioactive material had spread. Ruthenium-106 is specifically identified with nuclear tests, so I can imagine North Korea is full of this stuff. Russia has completely denied it, saying that it has not come from a reprocessing plant, which is where the cloud is centered. There's been no leak, there's been no incident, and they've not been testing nuclear weapons. So if the Russians are telling the truth, where did it come from? Or are the Russians telling us porcupines? What do you think?
Yeah, you always worry a little, don't you? They don't have the best track record. Adam Gilchrist, thanks very much indeed. Well, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from France, French. And France wants to know, why do all countries have an anthem, and where the decision that a country should have an anthem come from? Fascinating. Hashtag Emirates Worldview. To get to the answer, we spoke to Professor Jean Zeidel Rudolph, a composer, academic, and pianist.
A country having an anthem is a tradition. An anthem really is a patriotic song reflecting its history, the history of the country, the struggles of the people, and it's there to give people a sense of national pride and unity. This is the sort of basic reason why a country has a traditional anthem, which is like a hymn. It's a song that all the people can take part in.
That is Professor Jean Zeidel Rudolph, a composer and academic. And congratulations to you, France French, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 Rand courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
So, what's it like traveling with him?
Sue, he is such a drama queen. First the hotel wasn't to his liking, then the opera seats were too far back. But he's very sweet. Oh, and he treats me like a princess.
Wait, can't he hear you?
Oh, darling, I'm calling from my private suite. He can't hear a thing.
Experience ultimate privacy in your private suite when you fly Emirates First Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.